going to listen to our voices. He's not going to take any pictures. Now I'll pour the coffee here. David, do you want to drink a coffee? Where is he?
I don't know where he's lost.
You want any coffee?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. He's got those headphones on. He can't hear me.
Oh, he can't hear.
Yeah, okay.
And you tell us what this is.
It's hot water that I'm pouring in the cup for coffee.
Mm-hmm.
That's a dumb question.
I imagine there isn't enough water there, huh?
Well, there's just enough. You got a little one there.
You want me to get some more?
No, that's okay. That's
more.
Enough.
I've got these in here. They look raised, but
they look like they're raising their
I didn't think David could come out here and not have a bun. So
yeah, okay.
I didn't start these until this morning. I haven't had the spirit of Christmas at all.
Well, I haven't really felt too much like it this year either. I don't know. And you know, so many awful things have been happening.
I know.
That plane crash, that was an awful thing. And then that big earthquake, you know, that we had. I know, this year has been worse than ever, you know, as far as tragedies and things happening. Here, I'll get a spoon here.
What can I get for you?
Not a thing. David has a little milk in his coffee, but that's all.
I got some milk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you got half and half. Oh, yeah, he takes a little bit of sugar, too.
How was the wedding?
Pretty good. I was in a tuxedo.
What?
A tuxedo.
Oh, yeah, I know your mother was telling me. I bet you looked handsome.
Reasonable.
Reasonable, huh?
Of course, I didn't see him. You know, I didn't go to the thing. And
did any girl kind of at you?
No.
Didn't you see some nice girls there?
Yeah.
Well?
With their boyfriends.
Oh, come on.
If he'd make an effort, I think he could find somebody, but he
I think somebody'd make eyes at you. I bet you were handsome. I'd like to see a picture of you.
There will be soon enough.
They took somebody. He doesn't have them yet.
You wouldn't shave your beard off for that?
This is what you get.
This is what you get?
He had it trimmed pretty well. It was a little bit better than it usually is, but...
You'd surely be a handsome guy if you'd cut off that awful beard of yours.
See, Grandma doesn't like it.
It's bohemian.
Oh, no, it isn't.
What I meant for you to say, what is this today?
That's what you're talking about. What you say
I
is what you
I want you to
get,
identify huh? what this is.
What this
doing.
Is today? Today is Sunday. What else do you want me to say?
You mean
it's Christmas Day. Is that what you want me to say? It's Christmas Day, 1988, and we're here having a nice cup of coffee and some delicious looking cookies with Grandma, and later on we're going out to have our dinner.
And where are we going?
Grandma made reservations over to Oakmont. Have you ever been over to that Oakmont
place?
Like
Rossmore?
Yeah, only it's Oakmont. And they have a nice big restaurant there. I like that place because there's a nice view of that mountain.
Know.
You know, you can sit in that dining room and look out that window.
Yeah,
it's
that's
pretty.
What I like to go over.
It's such a nice day today, too. I'm so glad the sun's out. I was thinking yesterday we were going to be driving up here in that stormy... It was... We had some real hard rain.
It rained all night.
I'm so glad we're getting it, but by the same token, I was thinking, well, it would be nice to come up here, and it's just turning out perfect, so look at that pretty cloud out that window. Isn't that a pretty cloud over there? It's just gorgeous. See that nice big cloud?
Yeah, that's why I pulled these curtains back, because
you can look out and see what's going on.
The birds and everything out there.
I see they're coming along pretty good on that house across the street there.
Oh, yeah.
With all that wood and everything. Well, they have a pretty wreath on their door, haven't they, for Christmas?
And they're very... You should see it at night.
They've got the...
Oh, did they get a bunch of lights and things?
Lights around the top, all around the under the eaves, real lights.
Yeah.
Then he's got a string of lights all around, just flickering.
Oh, little ones that go off and
on. Off and on, and it looks so pretty.
Yeah. Well, that's
and
nice.
On that side of the street, lots of them have decorations on. Another tree, just a couple of houses down. Oh, they're decorated. My, they're
some people go to a lot of trouble, don't they?
And a tree, they've got a tree in front of their window. It's all decorated, and the window's all decorated. And those people over there, the guy that used to mow my lawn, their window is all decorated.
Oh, yeah.
And,
he doesn't mow
I just
your
haven't
lawn
got
anymore.
A thing decorated.
Why doesn't he mow your lawn anymore?
Maybe he got too old.
He doesn't do it anymore?
He doesn't do it anymore. I got a new guy.
He better.
Is that the one that where the wife works right with him? Yeah.
And they had a baby, you know.
Oh, yeah, did they?
A little boy. And I always ask him how he is, and he's just about 3 or 4 months old.
Oh.
And he weighs, what did he say?
A lot?
30 pounds.
Really?
Over, 30 pounds. And he's, well, the man is the papa. He's kind of a big guy, too. So.
Well, maybe the kid's going to be big, too, huh? Didn't you tell me the little lady next door is going to have a baby, too?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
When is she going to have hers?
In May.
Oh, May. Hmm. Maybe she'll have it on the 25th. Wouldn't that be something?
Wouldn't that be something?
This is good.
This is the neighbor over here.
Oh, this is good. It's kind of a fruit.
It's some kind of a loaf.
It's got raisins and walnuts in. Probably a nut loaf of some kind. It's good, though.
Don't you want your coffee?
Well, aren't you going to sit down and drink your coffee?
In a few minutes.
All right. You just want to hear all our jabbering, right? Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. John is
going to
be all by himself today.
Yeah.
Which he doesn't mind. I don't know, he's got all these football shows on television.
Oh, yeah, today's a football.
Yeah, so he's not going to be bored or anything.
I still don't have my television fixed.
You haven't got it fixed yet?
I haven't got it.
Is it getting worse? Or?
It's when you first turn it on, it's very, can't hear it too well. But then it gets a little louder as it on
up
for a while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, the guy that he come out and put in my ceiling, in my...
you mean the insulation?
Insulation is what I'm thinking about.
Oh, I thought you meant the spider eggs in the doorbell transformer.
No.
That insulation, they came out.
You called the PG&E? Did they come out? Is that the ones you're talking about?
It's a funny deal. It's connected with the PG&E,
but
this is altogether a different outfit, weatherizing something.
Oh, I see, but they're connected with the PG&E, they're separate, like contractors.
Mm-hmm. They're contractors.
Contractors. So when you call PG&E, they refer you to these people, and these people came out, and did they charge you anything?
No.
So what did they do?
The first guy, there was three different fellows came out. The first one came and did all the doors. He put the insulation all around the doors and underneath, you know, the back and this door.
Isn't that what they call weather stripping?
Weather stripping. He said, now next week, this another guy will come out and do your, what did he do?
Attic or something, or? Something else.
Oh, yeah, he came, the second one came out and did the attic.
Oh, I see.
And was that ever a mess? They blew
they
some stuff.
Oh, you mean they blow it in?
Blow it in.
Oh, I thought it came in big rolls and
they just laid it
out.
No, they had a great big truck and a pipe about that big.
Oh, I see.
And they come up, bring it in the house and go up there.
Where do they get in?
In that hole up there.
Oh, Oh, you mean in the hall here? Is that where they get in? So they had to climb up there with this great big pipe?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet that made a noise, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
A loud noise when they were doing
and,
it.
Yeah.
So they blew that stuff all into your attic.
Oh, I've been wanting to get up there and see what it looks like.
Oh, I'd like
to have David go up.
Maybe David can get the ladder after a while.
It's just stuff.
I'd like to see what they did.
I'd like to see it too. I have been up there when I first moved in. I used to take the ladder and go up and see.
Well, did you have any insulation up there at all? I mean, any kind of...
yes, but the guy that came the first time, he went up to look at it, and he said, yes, there's insulation. It was insulation, he said, but it's all real dried up. There's hardly nothing there anymore.
Well, you know, that's what we have up in our attic. It's some kind of material that they lay between the rafters or whatever it is, you know. It's about that wide. And I think it's like fiberglass or something like that. And it comes in a big roll, and you just lay it down in between the wood, whatever they call them up there. But this stuff, I guess they just blow it all over, huh?
And he closed all the doors and that bed up there. Yeah. Well, the next, I didn't notice it at first, but the next day...
Yeah.
There was powder on everything down here.
Really, it was dusty, huh?
Just real powder.
Oh, so you had.
And I've been cleaning and cleaning and cleaning. Oh, yeah. I can't seem to get.
Well, I guess it's kind of hard to control it.
It is
because it's such a fine stuff, and it just gets all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least you know your house is insulated pretty good now, huh? And I guess that's going to last.
Well,
for...
another guy came out just yesterday.
Oh, really? What did he do?
He putted my windows.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, so you got the whole
putty,
thing?
Just the putty around, you know.
Yeah. Did they do all the windows? Went all the way around?
Well, those
the house?
That needed it.
Oh, the ones where it was loose and everything. Well, gee, that's great. You got all that work done and you didn't have to pay a cent?
Yeah, but now I can't open half of my windows. I don't know what he did to them, but
I can't
open them.
Oh, you mean they're kind of stuck
them.
Or something?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, maybe when we get back, David can...
I'll work at it and see what I can do with it.
So now, how do these guys get paid? Does the PG&E pay them?
Yeah,
they
work for the PG&E, and the guy explained it to me when he first came. He came out and took wrote down everything that was to be done, and he went around to look at everything.
I've heard of that service because you know we get these little notices in the bill every month, and they always say. Senior citizens can have
you can't if you have more than so much then you are not entitled to it. But this first guy came and he said you could have had this 7 years ago. And he said, don't you read the paper?
Oh, really? I'll be darned. Well, now, do you think it's, when did you have this done? Just a few days ago or something?
Just this week.
This past week?
Yeah.
Well, I wonder if you've noticed any difference between...
Well, I have in the doors, because he put that the back and the front.
Yeah, it's kind
and
of
the
a...
the front, I used to stick
the wind used to come
under,
through.
You know. Yeah. Now he...
Boy, I better not eat another thing. I won't be able to eat any lunch.
Is this regular coffee?
Yes,
here?
It is.
Okay.
You want sugar? Oh, you.
Yeah, I got the sugar for him. He's still got a sweet tooth. Okay, I'll tell you what the temperature, it says heat.
My glasses were right here.
Oh my God. 400.
400.
Yeah, 400. And it says it takes 12 to 15 minutes. So yeah, that doesn't take long at all. But gee, those look good. Ooh.
I want to put a little glaze on.
Oh, all right. So have you been hearing all the pretty Christmas music all week long?
All morning I have it on.
You know, I'm getting a little bit tired of it now. I mean, well, you know, I like it though.
It's really a nice program. I had it on for about 3 hours.
Oh, really? I've been hearing it all week long, and
you do get a little tired of it.
Some of the music is real pretty though, you know, you really like it. And this morning, I don't know what station I had on, but there was some song that was being played, and it was that, you probably heard it before, it sounds like a little kid singing it, but he says, "All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth."
Oh, I haven't heard that one yet.
Yeah.
And I think I've heard every other one. But when you don't hear it for a while, they're real pretty.
Yeah, I like them. They're all very pretty. I like all those songs. And you know, as much as the music today is so crazy and jazzed up, it's almost a relief to hear something that's, you know, I guess they call it straight music, but I like it anyway. Is that just egg white?
Egg white.
Oh, I see.
It kind of makes them shiny.
Yeah, it makes them look good. I would say that it shouldn't take us too long to drive out there.
About
15, 20 minutes, isn't it? I don't know if David's ever been out there before. Have you ever been in that Oakmont place where it's very much like Rossmore? It's a retirement place, but I didn't know that they... you know, I was surprised when Helen was here and we went there. I didn't think that they let everybody go in there. I thought you had to live there or something, you know.
A senior.
Well, I thought you had to live in the place, you know.
I see. Uh-huh.
But apparently not.
No, they didn't say anything.
That's place is very much like this place that David works in.
Yeah.
You know, he works in a place like that. And he's got all the old folks calling him on the phone and everything else.
Folks crazy about him.
Yeah, he does such a good job for him that even when he's home, they call on the phone and, "Oh, David, we have to have you. You're the only one that knows how to do it."
Do what?
Work on their darn TVs or VCRs or whatever the heck they are.
Grandma like to have a VCR.
My goodness, what's the matter with all the television?
Oh, you know, there's a lot of people today that, especially people in the business of repairing things, and they don't take any pride in their work at all. I mean, some of them just do the least amount of work just to get it done, and. David seems to take a little more time with it, and he seems more interested in really trying to help them, and so they appreciate it, I guess, you know.
Well.
I wonder if Mrs. Peterson is over there today to visit her kids.
Well, I didn't see her. She was over there yesterday.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
Did you get to look at her much? Did she look she's...
I can see everything that goes on there.
Does she look like she's...
She looks all right.
Yeah.
She looks pretty good now.
Yeah.
She walks better anyway.
Oh, well, maybe she's kind of getting over whatever was bothering her. Same thing at some store around there, and I couldn't. So John says, "Well, okay, just send for it. You know, you can send for it through the mail, you know." So that's what I'm going to do. That was going to be my main Christmas present, this new little winter coat, you know. And I never did find what I wanted, but I like the one that's in the ad in the magazine, so I'm going to just send for it and see. But it's kind of cute. It's got a little belt, you know, and it's only, you know, comes down below the hip line, you know.
Yeah, I know. That's what they were.
And
they did.
It's in several different colors, and so I don't know. But the only thing that that kind of made me hesitate about sending for it before is it's got a cute little fur, not fur collar, but it's a fake fur collar, but I kind of felt funny wearing something like that, but I see other people around here wearing little collars like that, so heck, I'm going to get it anyway.
That's a cute little outfit you've got
this
there.
This thing I've had for years, jeez. So anyway.
Well, this thing I bought, now it looks black.
Yeah.
This morning I got it out, and it looked
different?
It looked blue. Somebody is it black or is it blue?
It's black. That's black. That's not blue. It must have been a colorblind somebody or other. No, that's not blue. That's black. That's what you wanted, black.
I wanted black.
Yeah, well, it is. You don't have to worry. It's
but
black.
I had it. It was in. I have a nice sunny window there, and it was in the sun, and it looked so blue. And I thought, well, it don't look black.
No, it's black.
Well, I thought I'm going to wear it anyway, yeah. Whether it's blue or black.
Yeah, it's black. I guarantee it. It's black.
Black and blue.
No, I bought it for black, and yeah, but maybe who was no. Somebody else told
Actually,
me.
Actually, it looks a little green now.
Oh, it does.
Just slightly.
Well, I'm colorblind. Getting even, deaf and colorblind.
Maybe even purple.
Oh.
Just slightly.
Yeah.
You should have seen how sweet my cats were this morning. I got them a treat for Christmas, and I brought the same treat up for your cat. She's going to love it. I don't know what they put in this stuff, but the cats went crazy over it. It's in a little box like that, and it's called cat treats or something, and it's got real liver in it.
Oh.
And the flavor, it's not just the flavor of liver, mm-hmm. It's got some kind of liver in these little cubes. Mm-hmm. The cats went wild over it. They just loved it.
Where did you get it?
At the supermarket, in the pet department.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'll bring it out and show you. It's real. What did I do with that stuff?
I don't know.
Oh, here it is.
Did you drink your coffee?
No, he's letting us sit there.
Huh?
I'm drinking.
I'll open it now. The cats won't know the difference.
Oh, is that for my kitty?
Yeah, this is for your kitty.
Well, she'll love that.
Yeah, she'll like this, I think.
She's so darn finicky these days.
Well, all my cats really
and
like
she
this.
She eats like a horse. There. Boy, I can't keep her filled up. Oh,
right
bonkers.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Real liver.
Boy, I never saw them eat that stuff they as got much that. As they like that today.
Uh-huh. As all liver-loving cats know.
Yeah. And I bought some real liver the other day for my cats. Boy, they
yeah.
Really
oh, they do like that. They had a bargain on it over here one day. It was 60 cents for one of those big.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah. And, oh boy, did she go? She was living high in those
well,
days.
Let me tell you, a couple times before I bought the liver. And I had been giving it to my cats just raw. Mm-hmm. And John says, you ought to just cook it a little bit, you know. Before.
Yeah, I do.
So I did. I cooked it about 10, 15 minutes. Just boiled it in
yeah,
some water, you
just,
know, to get the rawness
yeah.
out of it. And they wouldn't eat it. I cooked this liver and I chopped it up and put it down. They would. They walked away. What?
Didn't you burn it in the pan?
No, I didn't burn it. I boiled it.
Didn't the water boil away?
No.
I thought I smelled something.
No, let me quit interrupting me. I'm telling this to Grandma. So anyway, I spent, you know, about 50 cents. It wasn't a whole lot of liver, but they didn't eat it. John gave it to the foxes.
Well, it didn't go to waste anyway.
So the last time I bought the liver, I didn't cook it. I just chopped it up and gave it to them raw. That's the way they like it.
Well, I always cook mine just a little bit to take
that.
I guess she eats it. She likes it.
Well, I don't know. Maybe,
cats are funny. She likes.
Yeah, well, cats are strange.
Some things, some of that canned food, she just sticks up her nose at it and she won't touch it.
Well,
and she eats a whole box at one meal now. She's keeping
you mean
me
a whole can. She
whole
eats?
Can.
My God, and is she still?
And she still don't. Well,
I mean, does she look like she's put on any weight at all, or?
I don't think she's put on any weight. I think the fur is making her look a little better, but
she's still real thin. Huh?
She's still thin, and she eats a whole box.
Well, you know,
and if I don't give it to her, she just cries. She comes out here.
Now look at that. that, David.
What?
See that funny thing hanging down the cloud there, that white tail looking thing?
What's
that?
That's from a jet.
Oh, that's from an airplane, I see. I thought maybe some cloud was beginning to... You know, they've been having such weird weather.
Yeah, clouds are appearing.
Well, yeah, I was going to say back east in the south, they've been having tornadoes, you know, that have been... And, you know, that's pretty close to where Catherine is, you know, in the south, in Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a couple of weeks ago, they had tornadoes that came pretty close to Little Rock, you know, where she lives.
Mm.
So, boy, I don't know. Oh, there you go.
Everybody's wearing those white suits.
How about the buns? Is it almost time for the buns?
You set your timer, didn't you, for the
buns? It's 10 minutes after one. Put it in.
Okay.
See, she talks so loud, I have to hold it close to you, and she's still louder than you.
Oh, am I talking?
Well, I know. I don't...
But you're going to sound more on axis. Where she's going to sound off axis.
Whatever he's talking about, I don't know what he means by that.
That means Grandma's voice, even though it's not as loud, is clearer than yours.
Oh, I see.
Because I'm 6 inches from her mouth as opposed to 4 feet from yours.
Oh, so I'm booming off, huh?
Yeah, she's on the left channel and you're on the right.
You haven't heard from Uncle Charlie, have you?
Called him this morning and wished him a happy Christmas.
Is he going
to
be with
his... He's fine, and he's going to be with all of his family today.
Yeah. Well, you know, I got a couple of Christmas cards this year from people that I've never sent to before, and it's mainly because we got together for that reunion, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I got a Christmas card from Bob Young.
Oh, you did?
Oregon.
Uh-huh.
I got one from down in San Diego from Fred. You know, that's where he lives. And I almost fell over yesterday. I got a Christmas card from Barbara, of all people, she lives up near...
For heavens, Ann's
Barbara.
Daughter.
Huh?
Well, Ann's daughter?
Yeah, Barbara.
I'll be darned.
I haven't heard from her since, we were kids.
I know.
And she kind of joked about it.
Uh-huh.
On the card, she says something like, "Don't faint. It's like you're hearing from a ghost or something."
Yeah.
You know? So she knows, you know, that we haven't corresponded in years. But apparently, Bob up there, I sent one of those videos, to him.
Yeah.
And so he's been showing it to them and to Mary, the other little daughter
Which
up there.
Which one was Bob? Is he the one with the boat?
No, that was Fred. Fred's the one with the boat. Bob lives up in the...
What did Bob do on the tape?
Well, he sat around and just talked. He didn't do anything special. Watch out, Grandma.
I have to watch these buns.
Yeah, I smell something.
You do?
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, they're getting nice and brown, David.
4 minutes.
They're not done yet, but they're just beginning. I want to turn this...
Turn it around.
Yeah.
Ooh, they look delicious.
How come that one is much darker than all
the
others?
Well, it was over in a hotter spot. I have to watch them now.
Ooh, they look good.
A few more minutes and they'll be finished. And you can have a hot bun with your coffee, huh?
What kind of buns are
just
they?
Just like I always make.
Those regular plain ones.
Just like I always make. I don't make
they
fancy.
They look a little different this time.
There's nothing
different
about
nothing.
Them.
They taste the same as what you had. I just thought about it this morning, and I thought, gee, I haven't even got anything for David out here.
Too bad I couldn't bring the video up here. Wouldn't Grandma like to see you doing that?
Doing what?
Looking for your cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
Does she smoke?
No, I don't smoke anymore. I haven't smoked. You know, I stopped when I got to be 40 years old.
I know you did.
Yeah. Let's see, 40, 50, 50, 60.
Well, don't start now.
Over 20 years, I haven't smoked.
Well, don't start now.
I
for
wouldn't
goodness
anymore.
Sake.
I don't have any desire. I wouldn't do it.
Mary's trouble. Mary,
well,
you know.
They know more about cigarettes now and how harmful. They are. Probably when I was starting, if they'd had all these warnings and things, but they never used to
they
do
didn't
that,
know,
you know.
No, huh?
And, you know, they don't have any more commercials on television about cigarettes.
No.
And So I think that they, over the years, they've come to the conclusion that, that people can get all kinds of illnesses. And, you know, I really think that that's probably why David was a little baby, you know, because, you know, I smoked all...
Usually babies are little. What do you mean?
I mean, you were born a week or so premature, and you weren't a very large baby. You know, he was only about 5 pounds, I think, you know.
I thought it was 3. And,
no, it was 5. And
that's
so
the first time you've ever said that I was 5 pounds.
You were a little under 5, and you had to stay at the hospital until he gained 5. Yeah. They won't let the babies go out of the hospital until they get to be at least 5. But I really think that's probably why he was small. And also, they know for sure now that a woman that smokes all during her pregnancy has a more likely to have a, what do they call it when the babies come early? You know, premature, yeah. A premature baby will more likely be born to smoking women. So
it seems like there's so many children born now that something's wrong with them. They either...
Well, either the mother smokes or
drinks
or uses drugs, you know. Drug abuse, that will do it,
Is bad.
So... I mean, now they have all these warnings and they know more about these kind of substances. If the woman still persists in doing it, then it's her own darn fault, you know, if something happens. But, it's, I have never, after I stopped, I never had any desire to go back to it, thank goodness. And think of all the money I saved, too. And you know, cigarettes are over 50 cents for one of those darn little packages now, you know. My God, I don't think I could have afforded to smoke anymore after a while.
Well, so, Dad smoked a lot, but he smoked a pipe, and I don't think he...
I don't think that they get as much nicotine that way, you know.
I don't think they do either. But course, once in a while, he had a hankering for a cigar, and he'd get those little cigars.
Well, you don't see, and you know what's really strange to me now, sometimes on television, you see one of those older movies, and you know, everybody was smoking in the old movies, you know, and nobody paid any attention, and you know, most of the movies now, you don't see the smoking as much, a little bit, but not as much. But that used to be the thing, all right, the smoke.
Ooh, boy, I better take them out, huh?
Oh, they look delicious. Here I'm talking to you, and you forgot about your buns, but they aren't too bad.
Well, they're not too
bad. No.
Bad? Who said they were bad?
They aren't bad.
Too bad. Would you like a hot one right now?
That would be very good.
Okay. They're good when they're good and hot. And you have some butter on it? It won't spoil your appetite, will it?
I
get
out of my way.
Jeez.
Do you have anything to say about
that? Oh, bah humbug. That's a good thing to say.
What else?
Let me sing my Christmas song.
Okay. Let me position myself here.
Okay.
Where it picks up. Just don't even look at me. Just
all right. Okay. Da 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 da. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth, my two front teeth, my two front teeth. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. I don't know the rest of it. I heard that this morning.
Do you have anything to say about that?
I think your mother sounds beautiful when she sings.
Do you think she ought to be on television?
She sure should be on television.
Hey, I was on television.
You were?
No, David and his friends made this album thing.
Oh, yeah.
And remember a couple of years ago, I told you that I went all the way to San Francisco and they had a studio there and they wanted me to do a little thing in one of their... things, you know, and I've never seen it until now. David brought it a couple of days ago, and they had me sitting in a chair like this, and all I said was, "Where are my cigarettes?" And I kept repeating that. It's dumb.
It again.
Where are my cigarettes?
They're in the pine tree. tree.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, I say it about a dozen times, and David is in this thing, too, and he keeps telling me they're here, they're there, someplace, you know, and I'm... it's hard to explain. You'd have to see it to believe it, honestly.
It's hard to explain.
But they took me... When was that made? About 2 years ago?
About 3 years
ago. About 3 years ago.
1984.
Yeah. Anyway, I was 3 years younger then.
Yeah.
And I didn't look too bad, but...
Well, you don't look bad now.
Now I think, my God, have I aged in 3 years?
When I look at my earlier pictures, I think, did I once look like that, for goodness sake? And look at me now.
You know, I have to laugh. I'm telling you that I got this Christmas card from this Barbara, you know. And she was saying how much she enjoyed the video and seeing all the aunts and uncles and cousins. Uh-huh. And she says, my, we sure have changed, haven't we? I thought, we sure have.
I was looking at myself this morning in the mirror, and I thought, is that me?
Well, anyway, you know, it's just too bad that Aunt Anne couldn't, you know, also, in this card that I got from...
And I'll get you some butter.
From Bob, he said that Aunt Anne isn't too well.
Oh,
she's not, in fact, he kind of hinted that she might not be around too much longer. So I guess she isn't getting any better or anything. She had a couple of strokes. Strokes, you know.
Oh, she did.
Yeah, she did. And apparently...
There we go again, huh? What do you do with all those tapes?
Just have them.
You must have a closet full.
She said the cat is there.
The cat?
Yeah.
Where is she?
I guess at the back door.
I don't think so. She's on the feet of the sheep. All right, you got her.
If I ever get rich, I'm going to put a fireplace in my house. Where is it anyway?
I don't know.
What are you listening for? Crackle the fire? That's not too loud. It's putting out some heat too. Feels good. Why don't you let it in?
The cat is over here.
Okay. coming. Come on. Come on. Hurry up. Where are you? You get away so she don't see you, David.
If she sees David, come she on. Come in.
Kitty, 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 kitty. Come on. Atta girl.
Did she come in? She's probably hungry. Oh, give her some of her Christmas treats. She'll love that stuff.
Are you trying to get her to talk? I'll just put a name on here. It's for Benny.
Oh, you can't go out now.
Come on, I'll try her on this food that you said they like so much. Come on, baby.
What is that stuff called?
Cat treats, bonkers. Real live liver. She's not going to eat while you're here.
What are you going to do tomorrow? Well, you little sweetie.
Yeah.
Oh. My goodness. Are you mommy's little girl?
Yes. Yes.
The at her long tail.
Oh, dear.
She's got the longest
tail. Yeah, she really has.
Sometimes I step on it and you should hear her howl. Oh, well, we step on that old tail, don't we? Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah, we step on that old tail. She doesn't like David's business there at all.
No, she don't like that.
No.
No.
Here, sweetie.
No.
Did it not want to hurt you? Did she eat any of that stuff?
No, she smelled up. I think
she'll probably eat it after we're gone. Yeah. Then she'll eat it.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah. Oh, I wanted to show you what I got for Christmas.
Yeah.
We didn't do very much this year, but David bought this for me, and it's something I've wanted for a while.
Yeah, let's see what.
Yeah. I thought maybe you might get something like this one of these times. It's one of those hair curler things. You know, you heat it. It's heated rollers.
Oh, heated rollers.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. I see them advertised a
lot. And I think it's going to be kind of fun to use because it's fast.
Hmm.
Wait till I show you. See, it comes in a little kit.
Oh, nice.
Uh-huh. And it's got different sizes in it.
Yeah.
But it's got large ones and medium ones and a couple of real small ones.
Uh-huh. What is that thing?
What is it? It's called a style setter. It's got 20 rollers in it.
Mm-hmm.
And what you do is you plug it in.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you take the top off of it first. The top, how do you do the top?
Oh, you don't take the rollers out.
Oh, no, you let them sit there for a minute, just a minute. How's this thing? I don't know how to work it yet, I guess.
Maybe you ought to read the instructions.
You lift it off somehow. How do you get that off?
John had it apart.
Oh, yeah, and I did too one time. Wait a minute. You push down there, and it's supposed to lift right off. How come it isn't lifting off?
They spread in half and don't come off. You don't take it off. They spread in half and stay on.
Oh, I thought it lifted off. It goes like that. Here I was trying to lift it off. Anyway, it spreads in half,
mm-hmm.
and it's got these little...